the United States will become the supplier of energy to the world, energy to raise the living standards of the poor, clean renewable energy to build new industries, new cities. His phone called out, Mr. Yamagata on line one, boss. Dan frowned at the synthesized voice's interruption, but he realized that it must be lunchtime in Tokyo. Despite himself, he grinned at the thought of Saito delaying a meal just to talk to him. So he muted the TV and shrank the scene from the convention to a small box in the bottom corner of the screen. Saito Yamagata's round face beamed a big smile at him. Congratulations, Daniel, my friend. You have a president that will be very helpful to you. He's not elected yet, Dan said. He will be. My experts assure me that Scanwell will beat the incumbent by a comfortable margin. Well, let's hope so. We should discuss a strategic partnership between my corporation and yours, Yamagata said. Dan felt his brows hike. Scanwell's preaching energy independence, Sai. He wants us to stand by ourselves. Yamagata's smile didn't falter one millimeter. What he says now to get elected, and what he finds as realities once he's in the White House, are two very different things. Meaning? The Japanese ambassador and his technical aides are already discussing cooperation between Japan and the United States in building power satellites. Surely the global energy market is big enough for us both. Dan nodded, thinking, Sai's no fool. I get it, he said to Yamagata. If Scanwell partners the U.S. with Japan, it'll cut the legs out from under OPEC and the guys who fund terrorists. Yamagata made a polite shrug. It might help Scanwell to overcome the pressures from Garrison and the oil industry as well. You know that double-damned Garrison cut off Tricontinental's loans to me as soon as we got the power sat working again. I'm not surprised. Garrison has no interest in helping any form of energy that competes with oil. Maybe. Don't you worry about him, Daniel. I predict a very bright future for us. Us? Astro and Yamagata. An alliance beneficial to both corporations and to both nations. Dan saw in the corner of the screen that Scanwell had finished his acceptance speech. Jane came up beside him, and he put an arm around her. Husband and wife. That's it, he thought. The whole world knows about them now. It's over. You'll never have her. You had your chance and you threw it away. Beau Geste, that's who the hell I am. A double-damned idiot. Yamagata was saying, You're going to become a very wealthy man, Daniel. An extremely wealthy man. Yeah, said Dan sourly. I guess so. And he thought about Hannah, Joe Tenney, Pete Larson, April. Is it worth the cost? Nearly 1,000 killed by the terrorists. Is anything worth all those lives? His eyes strayed from the images on the screen to the models on his desk, the power sat and the space plane. We're going to change the world, Dan told himself. We've paid the price, and now we're going to start bringing the world energy from space. I'll get filthy rich, just like Garrison, and Jane's going to be president of the United States one day. Big fucking deal. He said goodbye to the still smiling Yamagata and shut down his screen. Sliding out from behind his heavy dark desk, Dan went out to the catwalk, still half expecting to see April as he passed her desk. He climbed the metal stairs and stepped out onto the hangar's roof. The sun had set more than an hour ago, but the sky was still aflame with deep reds and violets. A fresh breeze was blowing in from the gulf, carrying the rich scent of pines and the salty tang of the sea. Turning toward the southwestern horizon, Dan saw a single bright star gleaming against the growing darkness, the power satellite, the future. With a sardonic smile twisting his lips, he stared at it and promised himself he'd build a whole constellation of them. He heard Yamagata's voice in his head. You're going to become a very wealthy man, Daniel. An extremely wealthy man. Maybe so, he thought. But the real job is to make the world wealthier. That's what's important. His bitterness ebbed a little. Not a bad goal for a man to have, he told himself. Saving the world. This concludes the reading of Powersat by Ben Bova. Copyright 2005 by Ben Bova. This book was read by Stefan Rudnicki and directed by Kirk Miller. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with the Barbara Bova Literary Agency and was produced in 2011 by Blackstone Audio Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Inc. If you would like to obtain a complete catalog of our titles, or our monthly update telling you about new releases and our new collection of books on CD and MP3 CD, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. You may also obtain the same information from our award-winning website. Our address, all one word, is www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.